跟我们翻到启示录，启示录。
Let us open the book to Revelation.
最后一章。
The last chapter.
启示二十二章。
Chapter 22.
第七节。
And verse 7.
看哪，我必快来。
Behold, I come quickly.
第十二节。
And verse 12.
看哪，我必快来。
And behold, I come quickly.
二十节。
And verse 20.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。
He which testifies the thing says, Surely I come quickly.
阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿意来。
Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
We have a simple prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是在恩待你的教会。
Lord, I want to thank you because you are so gracious to thy church.
你真的没有留下我们为孤儿。
You have not forsake us as orphans.
你的确常常对我们说话。
But you often speak to us.
为着这个周末你所说的话，我们向你献上感谢。
Lord, we want to thank you for this time that you're willing to speak to us.
我们仰望你今天晚上你继续的对我们说话。
And that also tonight you'll continue to speak to us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，今天晚上是我们这一连续系列聚会最后一个晚上。
We thank the Lord that tonight is the last meeting we have in this series of meetings.
我们弟兄说今天晚上给大家是甜点 ，dessert.
So our brother last night said tonight is the dessert.
所以我今天晚上刻意的不打领带。
So that's why tonight I take off my tie.
但是后来我发现我的弟兄翻译他打了领带。
But I discovered that my translator was wearing a tie.
所以我觉得我倒为难了我的弟兄了。
And sorry, but I just took it off.
但是虽然如此，今天晚上是 dessert 没有错。
So true that tonight it is dessert.
但是是很严肃的课题。
But it's a very serious subject.
因为刚才我们三次主耶稣说我必快来。
We read then that the Lord Jesus three times that the Lord said I come quickly.
圣经如果说两次。
When the Bible speaks twice,
那表示已经很重要了。
It means it's very important.
如果一件事说三次。
But when it's spoken three times,
那一定是非常非常严肃。
It means extreme importance.
所以主说，看啊，我必快来。
So the Lord said, Behold, I come quickly.
他不只说一次。
Not only speak once.
他说两次。
But he's spoken twice.
他说三次。
He spoke three times.
那现在有一个问题。
Now we have a question.
2000年过去了。
With 2000 years has passed.
我们的主还没有回来。
But our Lord still haven't returned.
是不是我们的主的话没有兑现？
Is that because our Lord's word have not been fulfilled?
是不是主的话不算数呢？
Is the Lord's word worth nothing?
没有，主的话每一句话都认真的。
We know the Lord speak everything seriously.
不过两千年来教会误会了这三句话。
But for 2000 years, the church have misunderstood these three words.
因为这句话原文的意思是什么呢？
What is the original meaning of these words?
就是说我一旦动身，我很快的就来到。
The law means if I start, I will come very quickly.
问题就这两千年来，主什么时候动身？
We want to ask, when for this past 2000 years, when is the law start to come?
我们知道我们的主来要迎娶新妇。
The law come to receive his bride.
现在的问题就是新妇装饰整齐没有？
But we want to ask, is the bride prepare herself ready?
天上的新郎随时随地都准备动身。
For the groom in heaven already prepared to come at any time.
但是许多时候是新妇迟到。
But many times it's the bride that delays.
在很多的结婚典礼里面，你注意到有的时候不能够准时的。
You know that when you go attend a wedding, you cannot go there on time.
这个新郎已经准备好，准时的到了一定的地方。
We know that the groom's always there waiting.
但是电话来了，说是新妇还没有。装饰整齐。
And then he'll receive a phone call say the bride is still preparing.
他还需要补妆，但还需要半个钟头。
She's still doing makeup, she still need another half an hour.
所以你看见许多的婚礼常常迟到。
So you see that in many wedding, the bride always comes late.
所以我们知道说主的确要两千年随时都可以回来。
So we see that the law for this past 2000 years, he can come at any time.
但是教会一直没有装饰整齐。
But it's church that have not yet prepared herself.
现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask a question.
在这1800个圣经的预言里面。
in these 1,000, more than 1,800 prophecies in the Bible.
我们问说有没有一段，有没有一节的预言的圣经的预言。
We want to ask, is there a prophecy that we can see?
起码可以暗示我们到底主什么时候已经动身了。
That can point us to know when will the Lord come.
什么时候主动身，他很快就来到。
Because when the Lord starts to make his move, he will come very quickly.
所以有没有这些圣经呢？
We want to ask, is there anywhere in the Bible?
有，所以我们来看马太福音第二十四章。
Of course, we want to look at Matthew 27, 23, chapter 23,
二十四章
24,
第三十二节
and verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方。
Now learn the parable of the fig tree.
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
When his branch is yet tender and puts forth, you know that summer is nigh.
这里无花果树是指以色列国说的。
The fig tree here points to Israel.
我们主曾经咒诅无花果树。
We know the Lord once cursed the fig tree.
所以无花果树就开始枯干了。
And after he cursed, the fig tree withers.
所以主后两千年，以色列慢慢就走入历史了。
And so, after, for these 2,000 years, the Israel's walk into history.
但是根据这一段圣经，无花果树还要发嫩长叶。
But according to this, Bible verse here, the fig tree will put forth its branch.
有一天，以色列要复国的。
One day, Israel's nation will be restored.
等到那一天发生的时候。
And when it happened,
你们就知道夏天近了。
Then you know that summer is near.
我们都知道1948年。
We know that in 1948,
5月14号
and the 14th of May,
经过2000年以色列王国终于在那一天以色列复国了。
For 2000 years they're without a country, and on that day, that country was reborn.
所以我们就知道夏天近了。
So we know that summer is near.
以色列自从1948年复国以后
after Israel's nation was restored in 1948,
然后主的话是怎么说的呢？
Then how did the Lord continue to say?
你们应该知道人子近了。
Then you know that the Son of Man draws nigh.
正站在门口了。
Even at the door.
那这个门在原文是 the door, 是多数的。
But in the original, it means the doors.
意思就是说，这不是我们西方的房子，是东方的房子。
Because it's not like the Western have only a single door.
所以我们如果今天主在门口了，很可能大门口，很可能二门口，很可能三门口，很可能四门口。
But when the Lord is at the door, it could be in like in the Eastern, in the East, that they have many doors, maybe at the main entrance, the door of the main entrance, and then to the living room, then to the bathroom.
所以1948年以后
So after 1948,
我们的主很快就要回来了。
Our Lord is coming very quickly.
因为主说他已经在门口了。
Because he told us that he is at the door.
那现在问题是不知道是大门口的二门口三门口还是四门口。
But now we want to ask whether he is at the main door or the second door or third door.
但是不管怎么样
But no matter what,
主真的回来是很快很快的。
The Lord's return is very quickly.
那请大家想想看
They want to ask you to think,
如果我的客人已经到我家的门口了
If my guest is already at my door,
有一个结论我一定可以下的。
And then I can make a conclusion.
意思是说，我的主就是我的，如果主已经到了我们的门口了
，If the Lord is already at our door,
他肯定已经动身了，不是吗
？Then he must already come.
所以有一件事情我们知道。
So one thing we know.
1948年，等到以色列复国的时候。
When when Israel was restored, the nation restored in 1948, and the Lord said he's already at the door.
你我可以肯定一件事情，我们主已经动身了。
Then one thing we can be certain of, the Lord has already come.
那请大家记得。
Then let us remember.
主说，我必快来，我必快来，我必快来。
The Lord spoken, behold, I come quickly, I come quickly, I come quickly.
我一旦动身，我马上就来到。
For when I start to move, I will be.Here very quickly.
在一九四八年以前，主的回来好像遥遥无期一样。
Before 1948, the Lord's return was seen far away.
但是，一九四八年以后，你看这个世界不一样了。
But after 1948, you can see that the world start to change.
你知道我们的主大概就从天上动身了。
We can see that the Lord must have already come from heaven.
什么动身我们不知道。
But how did he come, we do not know.
但主说, 我必快来。
But the Lord did say, Behold, I come quickly.
所以等到1948年以色列复国以后,
So after in 1948, the nation of Israel was restored.
他们立刻就派了官员就到了上海。
Then they sent some official to go to Shanghai.
那就发出5000张的签证。
And then they have issued a 5000 visa.
所以那些流落在中国的犹太人，他们终于可以回到他们的故乡。
So that those Jews that were in China, they can return to their homeland.
所以这就应验了这个以赛亚书第49章里面的话。
And that was fulfilling in the book of Isaiah in chapter 49.
看到这些人从西方来。
Behold, they come from the west.
而且是从远方来。
They come from far away.
看哪，这些人从秦国来，从中国来。
They come from the Qin nation. They come from China.
因为我们叫中国，给人印象最深刻的就是秦朝。
We know that in Chinese history, the Qin dynasty is most remembered.
从那个时候开始，就开始了一个长、很长、很长的帝国的历史 empire。
Because then from the Qin dynasty, then they start the empire.
但是我们知道说，整个中华的帝国是从秦朝开始。
And we know that for the empire in China start from the Qin dynasty.
是清朝结束的。
And there is the Qin dynasty that concludes.
所以等到清朝满清入关的时候，他们是打着大秦的旗号进到中原来里面来的。
So it's the Manchuria when they come into China, they were also using the Qin flag.
稀奇不稀奇？从秦朝到清朝。
So it's from the Qin dynasty to the Qin dynasty.
如果是英文，如果是希伯来文的话，都是秦。
And if we use the English or using Hebrew, it's all Qin.
所以表示这些人有人是从中国来的。
So it tells us that some Jews will return from China.
一点都没有错。
And no mistake.
所以第二年。
So in the second year.
1949年的时候。
In 1949.
以色列犹太人就从世界106个国家，他们就回去了。
And many Jews returned to their homeland from more than 106 nations.
有的从澳洲回去。
And some returned from Australia.
有的人从纽西兰回去。
And some returned from New Zealand.
那个时候回去并不像现在一样一下就到家了没有。
When that time when the return is not like now so quick.
他们就在回家的途中。
But in the journey of returning home.
他们庆祝逾越节。
And they were celebrating the Passover.
他们在途中也庆祝祝棚节。
They also celebrating the Feast of Tabernacle.
结果你知道以色列人只要祝棚节跟逾越节。
So we know the Jews, they only want the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacle.
月亮一定是圆的。
Because that time the moon is full.
所以犹太人有两个中秋节。
So the Jews have two mid-autumn festivals.
就好像中国人一样。
Just like the Chinese.
所以我们知道说一个是逾越节一个是祝棚节。
So we know that one festival is the Passover, the other is the Tabernacle.
那都是全家团圆的时候。
And it's a time when the family gather together.
他们一同讲到当时出埃及的故事。
They will together speak about their exodus from Egypt.
然后讲到他们怎么样经过旷野的故事。
I mean, how they pass through the wilderness.
我们叫祝棚节比逾越节的月亮更圆的。
We know that the Feast of Tabernacles, the moon is rounder than a Passover.
就当这些犹太人。
And when these Jews,
他们动身从他们漂流的地方
they have start from the place of their wandering,
要回到他们的故乡
and heading home.
当他们庆祝祝棚节、逾越节跟祝棚节的时候
and when they're celebrating their Passover and Feast of Tabernacles,
他们不只看见月亮是圆的
not only they see the moon is full and round,
有一段时间看见月亮是红的
but for a certain time they see the moon as red,
是血红血红的
is blood red.
因为就在那段时间里面
because during that time,
这个地球就跑到太阳跟月亮的中间
because the earth have come between the sun and the moon,
这个地球的头巨大的投影就把所有太阳的荣光完全把它遮住了
because the bigger size of the earth have blocked the sunlight.
所以按理来讲月亮应该是全部漆黑的
soNormally speaking, the moon should be completely dark.
那因着物理的原因，就会变成全部是血红的。
But because of physics phenomenon, it becomes red.
所以请我们记得。
So let us remember.
连着两年。
And for 2 years.
1949年1950年。
In 1949-1950.
就在他们亡国2000年以后。
of 2,000 years after they lost the nation.
现在他们动身从世界不同的角落回到他们的家乡。
They started to return home from different nations in the world.
结果他们看见四轮满月变红下雪。
And they have seen four times the moon turn into blood red.
当他们动身的时候。
And when they start to move,
就提醒我们这些读圣经的人。
Is reminding us that reading the Bible.
天上的新郎大概也动身。
The bridegroom in heaven already made his move.
主已经站在门口。
Because the Lord is standing at the door.
主已经主不知道在哪一个门口。
But we do not know which door he's at.
所以大概他已经动身了。
But he already made his move.
所以请大家记得。
So let us remember.
1949-1950，连着两年四轮满月变红像雪。
So in 1949-1950, four times the moon turned into blood red.
很明显和主耶稣这个预言有关系。
And we can see clearly it's linking to the Lord Jesus.
从这个预言里面，我们得到暗示，大概我们主什么时候动身。
As the Lord is giving us a hint when he starts to move.
我们眼睛不行。
Our eyes is no good.
只有当我们看见犹太人回家，而且他们过逾越节、祝棚节，结果是满月变红像雪，我们才忽然明白过来。
We have to wait until the Jews are celebrating the Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles and seeing the moon turn into blood red, then we start to remember.
所以我们知道说，四轮满月变红像雪，实实在在是神在天象里面给我们一些警告。
So we can see that for four full moons to turn into blood red is the Lord's reminder to us.
叫我们回到圣经。
So that we can return to the Bible.
你就注意到说神的，你就注意到说这些满月变红像雪那个解释乃是在圣经神的话语里面。
And we start to see the explanation for the blood red moon is in the Bible.
那么圣经不止说，我们的主不只告诉我们说以色列人他们有一天要复国，以色列要复国。
So the Lord not only told us that one day the nation of Israel will be restored.
他在路加福音里面。
But also in the Gospel of Luke,
也特别讲到，到了也特别预言到耶路撒冷的前途。
It also prophecy about the future of Jerusalem.
那个时候我们的主预言说
，And that time the Lord prophesied.
我们的主钉十字架大概是主后三十年。
And the Lord was crucified about 30 years about the Lord crucified.
所以四十年以后
，So after 40 years.
刚好就是耶利米预言耶路撒冷要被烧毁，刚好也是四十年之后。
And also
Jeremiah
also prophesied about the Jerusalem will be burned down.
所以你看见吗？我们的主是比耶利米更大的。
But our Lord is greater than Jeremiah.
所以难怪我们的主进到耶路撒冷，他就哭耶路撒冷。
So when our Lord entered the Jerusalem, he started to weep.
所以然后在路加福音二十一章就论到耶路撒冷的预言。
And so in Luke chapter 21, he spoke the prophecy about Jerusalem.
那因为今天晚上我们只有一个钟头多一点。
Because tonight we only have a little bit more than an hour.
所以我们没办法来看这些圣经。
And we cannot turn to all the scriptures.
我下定弟兄姊妹都明白这些圣经。
But I hope that brother and sister, you all know the Bible.
如果也许你不清楚的话。
If you are not clear,
我希望你回去的时候能够读路加福音二十一章。
I hope that when you return home, you can spend time reading Luke chapter 21.
那主告诉门徒怎么说
？The Lord tells the disciples.
等到耶路撒冷被兵围困的时候
，When Jerusalem is besieged,
有个大灾难要临到这个地方。
Then a great tribulation will come to this place.
你们在城里的人要赶快出来。
Those that in the city flee out.
你知道在最紧张，等到罗马兵丁把城围困的时候。
You know when the Romans come to besiege Jerusalem.
他们发现一个很奇特的现象。
They discover a very strange.
这个明明耶路撒冷那个附近是战区。
Because around Jerusalem is a battleground.
结果你看以色列人、犹太人，他们仍旧往耶路撒冷去，他们要进去过节。
But all the Israelites and all the Jews, they all want to go into the city because they want to spend Passover.
所以那个时候，罗马将军说：“好，我们现在把门通通打开。”
And so the general of the Roman general said, "Let's open all the doors."
我们欢迎他们进来过节。
We'll welcome them into the city to for the feast.
但是没有想到，这是他们最后的一个逾越节。
But the Jews did not know this was their last Passover.
因为罗马人知道。
Because the Romans know,
如果围困耶路撒冷，一定要一年到两年。
To besiege Jerusalem need 1 year or 2 years.
这个以色列耶路撒冷里面的粮食就是那么多。
Because the food in Jerusalem is that much.
如果越多人进来过节，就越多人消耗那里面的粮食。
Because the more people went into the city to spend the festival, the more they will consume the food.
等到他们饥荒的时候，他们一定曾可以把它拿下来。
Because when there's a famine in the city, then they can conquer the city.
所以他们没有想到这是他们最后的一个月节。
So the Jews did not know this will be their last Passover.
所以等到门一打开的时候
，So when the gates were open,
所有的基督徒
，and all the Christians,
包括约翰和他的约和主耶稣的母亲玛利亚
，and even John and also the mother Mary of Jesus,
就听见主的预言。
They remember the prophecy of the Lord.
主怎么说
？What did the Lord say?
你们在城里的要赶快出来。
Those that in the city should flee out of the city.
所以所有的基督徒通通出来了。
So all the Christians, they all flee.
你看约翰和主耶稣的母亲就逃到了约旦河外去了。
And so Mary and John, they fled beyond Jordan.
他们最后就到了以弗所。
And they went to Ephesus.
所以你看见吗？就在大灾难的时候。
So during that great tribulation,
你看因着这些门徒听主的话。
Because the disciples listened to the Lord.
他们被提了。
So they be
raptured.
他
们从哪里到被提的？从耶路撒冷一直最后提到以弗所去。
Because they are raptured from Jerusalem and all the way to Ephesus.
所以当老约翰写启示录的时候
，So when John was writing Revelation,
他讲的怎么逃避大灾难的时候
，When he was writing how he flee from the great tribulation,
他讲到被提这件事。
He speak of rapture,
因为他是在自己经过的。
Because he himself have experienced it.
所以请大家记得。
So let us remember.
因着这些预言。
Because of these prophecies.
对基督徒来讲是很严肃的。
It's very serious for Christians.
他们不是当着音乐听听。
They do not just hear as news.
他们不是当着新闻听听。
They don't hear as music.
他们记得主说，当等到围困的时候，你们从里面统统要出来。
Because they remember that the Lord has told them when the city is besieged, you should flee from the city.
那些没有耳朵的人怎么办呢
？But those that did not have an ear to hear,
主的话很清楚的。
The word of the Lord is very clear.
有许多人死在刀下。
Many fall by the sword.
那一次一共死了多少人呢
？How many was killed in that time?
最少是100万的犹太人。
Almost 1 million Jews.
那个时候的100万。
At that, the 1 million Jews at that time
是绝对那个时候一百万，那比起后来的希特勒的600万，并不见得少很多。
Comparing to the 6 million that were killed by Hitler, it's about the same.
所以我们就知道说，在那个情形底下，你看许多人就倒在刀下。
And at that time, many were killed by the sword.
那不止这样。
And not only
而且有10,000的年轻人，10万的年轻人。
That's about 100,000 young men
就被掳到罗马去了
，and they were captured and taken captive to Roman.
在那个时候啊，尼禄有一个叫做黄金宫，叫做 Golden House.
And Nero has a Golden House.
那么这个 Golden House 一定是从一个湖进去的
，and this Golden House must enter through a lake.
那么如果大家今天去罗马的话
，and today if you went to Rome,
你不是看到一个罗马竞技场吗
？You can see the Roman
Amphitheater. 那么你如果注意到罗马竞技场，在那个尼禄那个时候，原来是一片湖的。
Because during the time of Nero, that is actually a lake.
然后你从里面就进到黄金宫里面去。
And from there you enter into the Golden Palace.
而且就在湖的旁边有一个像是尼禄的像，是那个时候最高最高的一个像。
And that time on the side of the lake, that was a statue of Nero, very tall.
所以等到提多太子把这个10万的犹太年轻人掳到巴比伦去，掳到罗马去以后
，So when Prince Titus had taken the captive Jews and lead them to the Rome,
就利用他们的人力
，And they would use their manpower,
把所有的湖水都吸干。
And to even to draw away the water from the lake.
然后呢，就在上面就盖了现在罗马的地标，那个 landmark， 那个就是罗马的竞技场 Colosseum.
And they started with some landmark to build the Colosseum.
所以大家记得，今天如果你看到罗马的地标，你要记得主的话一点都没有错。在主后70年的时候，一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
And let us remember when we see the Colosseum. we can see that the Lord prophesied about one stone not left on another.
因为他们烧圣殿的时候。
Because when they burn up the temple,
他们没有想到金子银子居然流到狮身缝里面去。
They did not know that the gold will melt and into the gaps of between the stones.
他们当然要金子要银子。
But they want the gold and the silver.
所以下一个命令。
So the next order is,
没有一块石头不翻过。
They have to open every stone.
所以主的话一点都没有错。
So the word of the Lord is very accurate.
一块石头都不留在一块石头上。
Not one stone will be left upon another.
所以你看见吗？这是主对于耶路撒冷的预言。
So you can see that is the Lord's prophecy against Jerusalem.
但是不是这样。
But not only so.
耶路撒冷要一直荒凉。
Jerusalem will be desolate.
到了有一天要回到犹太人的怀里。
But one day you'll return into the hand of the Jews.
那天就是外邦的日期满足的时候。
It's only when the days of the Gentile is fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹。主不止预告说以色列人要以色列国要复国。
So, brother and sister, the Lord not only foretold that Israel will be restored.
在路加福音二十一章也预告说有一天耶路撒冷要回到以色列的怀抱。
He also foretold that one day Jerusalem will return into the hands of the Jews.
1967年的时候。
And in 1967,
很有名的六日战争。
The very famous Six Day War.
全世界非常惊讶。
The whole world was surprised.
经过六日战争以后
After the Six Days War,
以色列人醒过来
the Israel, they suddenly wake up.
他们忽然发现很多的土地就回到他们的手里面
They discovered that many land were returned to the hands.
最重要的
But most important,
耶路撒冷终于回到母亲的怀抱
For Jerusalem now returned to the heart of the mother.
两千年来
For 2000 years,
所有的犹太母亲告教导他们的孩子
All the mothers in Israel teach their children
明年在耶路撒冷
We will be at Jerusalem next year
新郎跟新妇在结婚典礼彼此交杯祝福的时候
When the bride and the groom in their, during their marriage exchanging their cup they will also bless one another
他们说明年在耶路撒冷
Next year we'll be at Jerusalem.
他们祷告了几乎是两千年。
They have been praying like this for almost 2,000 years.
到了1967年。
And in 1967,
果然，耶路撒冷回到他们的怀抱。
And it happened that Jerusalem was returned into their hands.
所以从此以后
，And from that time on,
以色列人说
，The Israel
said, 我们再也不让耶路撒冷离开我们。
Will never let go of Jerusalem.
一直到今天
Until even today.
在1967年的时候
From 1967.
因为以色列人可以以色列耶路撒冷回到自己的怀抱
Because Jerusalem would return to the hands.
所以他们有的人就特别到了过节的时候就到耶路撒冷去了
So many of them during the festival they will return to Jerusalem.
祝棚节逾越节是满月的时候
And during Passover, when it's a full moon.
祝棚节也是满月的时候。
And during the Feast of Tabernacles, also full moon.
很稀奇。
And very,
他们来到橄榄山。
Very amazing when it comes to Mount Olivet.
来到摩利亚山。
When it comes to Mount Moriah.
他们越发现月亮是挂在橄榄山上。
They see that the moon was there hovering over the mountain.
月亮是挂在圣殿山上。
So that the moon is hovering inside the Mount of the Holy Temple.
同样的月亮。同样的月亮。
The same temple,
他们就想起一件事，想起一件事。
But they remember one thing.
记不记得就在他们黄金的时代
，during that golden age，
神对他的百姓怎么说呢
？And God speak to His people.
你每年三次要到耶路撒冷去过节。
Three times a year, you need to go to Jerusalem for your feast.
其中一次是逾越节
，once is Passover.
还有一次是祝棚节
，once is the Feast of Tabernacles.
等到你们到耶路撒冷过逾越节、祝棚节的时候
，and when you are there at Jerusalem for Passover and Tabernacles,
你看见月亮是圆的
，you saw the moon is full and round.
但是好像比你家更远，家乡的圆，亮月亮更远。
But it seems to the moon is rounder than when you're at home.
为什么呢
？Why is so?
因为如果以色列人顺服神的话。
Because if the children of Israel listen to God,
他们聚集在神面前
and they gather before the Lord,
他们唱诗篇一百三十三篇
and they will sing Psalm 133.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美
How beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
所以诗篇一百二十二篇说
And in Psalm 122,
当十二个支派都聚集在耶路撒冷的时候
when 12 tribes are gathered at Jerusalem,
这就是以色列的见证。
And this is the testimony of Israel.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
到了这个时候
when it comes to that time,
你发现说耶路撒冷的月亮好像比家乡的月亮更圆。
You'll see that the moon at Jerusalem is rounder than it at home.
因为它所代表不是小团圆。
Because it does not represent a small gathering.
它所代表是大团圆。
It's representing a great reunion.
弟兄姊妹，如果两三个人奉主的名聚集，主当然在我们中间。
So, brother, sister, when two or three gather together in His name, the Lord is in the midst.
你说这是我们的团圆。
And you say this is our union.
但是主说，他有一个心意。
But the Lord has a heart.
到底与耶路撒冷的月亮不一样一点。
Because the moon at Jerusalem is different.
所以等到他们真的在这个逾越节或者祝棚节月亮底下。
And so during the Paschal and Feast of Tabernacles under the moon,
他们唱弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美的时候。
And they were singing how beautiful it is to see brethren dwell together in unity.
你看以色列人好像一个人一样。
You can see all the children of Israel just like one man.
你想想看弟兄姊妹。
Just imagine,
天上的父亲。所有的儿女都聚在他的脚前。
The Father in heaven see all his children gather before him.
现在不止地圆了，天也圆了。
Not only on the earth is complete, but in heaven.
人圆了，神也圆了。
The people is complete and God also complete.
今天有几个人能顾到神的见证？
But today, how many people they will care about God's testimony?
有多少人愿意与神的心为心？
How many have the heart of God?
我们在家乡聚集。
We may gather at home.
你看见明月在上。
We can see that the moon above us.
但如果今天我们到耶路撒冷去聚集。
But today, if we gather at Jerusalem.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看到所有神的儿女团聚在神面前的时候。
For all the children of God gathering before the Lord.
神看看一个都没有漏掉。
The Lord see that none has been left out.
你可以想象到天上的满足是什么样的满足。
You can see how the heart of Heavenly Father be satisfied.
所以在旧约的时候。
So during the Old Testament,
为什么神要以色列人去过节，就是这个意思。
So that is the reason why God wants children of Israel to spend time in Jerusalem.
你不能只想到你自己的聚会。
You cannot just think about your own gathering.
你要想到神的见证。
You need to care about God's testimony.
你不能只想到自己的方便。
You cannot just think of your own convenience.
你要想到父母的心。
You need to understand the heart of your parents.
所有做父母巴不得他的儿女都在他们脚前。
For all the parents, their heart is want their children to be gathered before them.
但是许多时候，儿做兄弟之间的确有很多的难处。
But many times between the children, they all have difficulty.
巴不得我们不在一起。
And you're hoping that we do not be together.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当大家都顺服神旨意的时候。
That when we all obey the will of God.
你看见等到他们到耶路撒冷去。
When they all gather at Jerusalem,
你看见又是满月挂在天边。
You can see that the full moon was about them.
但是不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
1967年他们再到耶路撒冷。
In 1967, they went back to Jerusalem.
圣殿山上不是圣殿。
On the mount of the holy temple, there's no temple.
Temple mount.
In the temple mount, there's no temple.
今天的圣殿山是两座的清真寺。
Because a temple mount, there's two mosques.
月亮仍旧挂在上面。
Even though the moon still above the mount,
仍旧是满月。
And still a full moon.
神的见证在哪里呢？
But where is the testimony of God?
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
连着1967年跟1968年两年。
So in 1967 and 68.
他们在那里真的庆祝逾越节是满月的祝棚节也是满月的
They were there celebrating a Passover and Feast of Tabernacles and the moon was full
但是在最满意的里面仍又有一些的遗憾
But though the heart was satisfied but yet there also some sorrow
你看见月亮是圆的
Though the moon is round and full
但是你看见月亮是血红血红的
But the moon is blood red
弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers,
以色列的悲欢离合难道不是教会的悲欢离合
For the scattering and gathering of Israel isn't that the same for the church?
你说为什么月亮是变红的
You ask why does the moon turn red?
因为地球的影子太伟大了
Because the shadow of the earth is too big.
明白吗？因为这个缘故，就把太阳的荣光就把它遮住了。
And because of its size, it blocked the ray from the sun.
在意大利有一个很有名的雕刻家叫米开朗基罗。
There was a very famous sculptor called Cairo.
他有他
Michelangelo. Michelangelo.
对，那这个米开朗基罗当他要做他的这个杰作以前。
And before he create a masterpiece,
他的头上一定带着一个灯。
And he always have a lamp about his head.
那么人家问他，你为什么要弄灯呢？你雕刻为什么弄灯呢？
It's like if you want to do sculpture, why do you wear this lamp about your head?
他是当我雕刻的时候。
It's like when I start to carve.
我最怕的一件事。
One thing I always afraid of.
如果不小心的话。
If I'm not careful,
我就把我的影子就投在我的作品上。
That my own shadow may be cast upon my own work.
我就糟蹋了那个作品。
Then I will mar my masterpiece.
弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers,
今天教会为什么四分五裂？
Why today the church is scattered?
为什么有人说我是属保罗的？
Why some say I belong to Paul?
为什么有人说我是属亚波罗的？
Why some say I belong to Apollos?
你看见不知不觉。
Because without you knowing.
在教会里。
In the church,
在每一个聚会都有这个情形。
In every congregation, that this situation.
很多弟兄强到一个地步。
That some brother that are so strong.
他的确很了不起。
Because he's so.
的确帮助了很多弟兄姊妹。
And he have helped many brothers and sisters.
但是不知不觉的。
But without him knowing.
他把他的影子就投到教会里面。
But his own shadow are cast in the church.
明白吗？结果不知不觉的，你看见好像神的工作就只能做到某一个地方。
And slowly you see that almost God's work is limited by His shadow.
所以每次你看见满月变红像雪
，So every time when you see the moon turn red,
一定有一个巨大的投影。
There was always a big shadow.
那我们讲到这里，我们一定说，你看，一定是某某人，某某人。
And maybe when you speak this, you're pointing at someone, say it's His shadow.
你常常忘记。
But you often forget.
那个人就是。
The biggest shadow is you.
我老是喜欢记得一个故事。
And all, I remember,
有一个老先生
one of
the 他很喜欢批评，很喜欢批评，很喜欢批评。
That was an old teacher that always liked to criticize someone, other people.
就进到一家餐馆里面。
And one day his wife went into a restaurant.
他进去了，远远就看见有个老人向着他走过来。
And then when she entered in, she see an old man walking towards her.
他就大大笑起来。
And she start to laugh.
他就跟他太太说。
And then he start to tell his wife.
我从来没有看见一个又老又丑的老人。
He said, I never see an old man as old and as ugly as him.
然后他太太说，你要小声一点。
And the wife said, please be quiet.
因为你就站在一面大的镜子的前面。
Because you stand before a big mirror.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们觉得教会的难处一定是某一个人的难处。
Today we think the problem in the church is because of somebody.
你有没有想到弟兄姊妹？
But have you think thought?
我们不知不觉把我们的影子就投在教会的身上。
Without you knowing it, you're unconsciously casting your shadow into the church.
这是我们每一个人要害怕的。
And this should be what we afraid of ourselves.
这是为什么今天教会的见证不能够出现
？Why today the testimony of the church is not can be seen?
所以让主开我们的眼睛。
But let the Lord open our eyes.
实在说来，以色列的悲欢离合常常是说到教会的悲欢离合。
But we can see the sorrow and joy of Israel is really pointing to the church's joy and sorrow.
所以1967跟1968连着两年。
So in 1967 and 68 for 2 years.
以色列人他们庆祝祝棚节、逾越节跟祝棚节。
They were celebrating Passover and Feast of Tabernacles.
但是连着两年。
And for 2 consecutive years,
让我们记得，他们看见四轮满月变红像雪。
They have saw 4 full moon turning to blood red.
所以你看见说，1967跟1968这两年的雪月，跟圣经中路加福音21章的预言发生绝对的关系。
So we start to see that the four full moon turning to blood red has to do with the prophecy in Luke 21.
那现在我们来到2014跟2015。
And now we come to 2014 and 15.
就是去年跟今年。
It's last year and this year.
又是连着两年。
And it's also for 2 consecutive years.
又是犹太人过逾越节跟祝棚节的时候。
Again, it's the Jews celebrating Passover and Feast of Tabernacles.
满月变红，像血。
The full moon turned into blood red.
四月四号，我们刚刚过，那是今年的逾越节。
So the 4th of April this year is Passover.
还有一次就是今年的祝棚节。
And another time is the Feast of Tabernacle this year.
又是连着两次满月变红像血。
And again, we can see that twice the moon was turned into blood red.
这个现象是科学的现象。
We know this is a scientific phenomenon.
是天文的现象。
It's an astronomer's phenomenon.
这是美国太空总署根据科学资料我们可以找到的一些资料。
And we know that from the NASA, we can find information about this.
那下一次如果有这种情形是500年以后。
But the next time that this will occur, we had to wait for another 500 years.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在我们要问说，去年跟今年。
We want to ask last year and this year.
那么是不是跟圣经的另外一段预言发生关系呢？
Can it be linked or connected with another prophecy in the Bible?
所以我们知道说，今天我们看见四轮满月变红像血。
So today we see that four full moon turning to blood red.
我们可以分析它的现象。
We can explain its phenomenon.
但是最后的解释是圣经的话。
But the last explanation is from the Bible.
就好像历史一样。
It's just like human history.
我们读历史。
We study history.
但历史的解释乃是根据圣经的话。
But the explanation of history is according to the Bible.
同样的，四次满月变红像血。
Four times the full moon turned into blood red.
不要忘记，从我们主升天到今天，一共八次了。
From the day our Lord ascended until now, there's eight times.
而且每一次都是逾越节跟祝棚节。
And every time it happened, it's always between Passover and Feast of Tabernacles.
而且每一次都跟以色列的故事发生关系。
And every time it's to do with Israel.
那么和以色列历史有关系。
It's connected to the history of Israel.
但是特别等到最后三次的时候。
But now when it comes to the last three times.
它不光是历史，也是预言。
Not only is history, but also prophecy.
因为圣经老早预告这一段要发生的故事。
Because the Bible has already prophesied about this going to happen.
所以现在我们要问一个问题。
So now we want to ask a question.
去年、今年一共有四轮满月变红像血。
Last year, this year, have four times the full moon turned into blood red.
到底和圣经的预言发生什么关系呢？
How is it related to the prophecy in the Bible?
所以在我们进到这个大的题目以前、
So before we look at this big topic,
我们要把这个八次要记得是两个大的循环。
We want to look at that this eight times is two cycles.
两个大的循环。
It's two big cycles.
这个两个循环之间隔了633年。
And between these two cycles, and it's separated by
633
years. So it's a two big cycles.
第一次是162年的时候。
And the first time is when it's 120 years.
第二次是795年的时候。
And the next one is 795.
然后下面是842年。
And then is842.
然后是860年。
And then 846.
这是第一个循环。
That is the first cycle.
不过你注意到吗？
But did you?
这个第一个循环分成两堆的。
This cycle is separate into two groups.
162年。
It's 126
years. 然后隔了大概633年。
And after about 633 years.
然后你看有795、842，有然后860，一堆挤在一起。
So you have the 795, and then you have 862 and together.
从795到860刚好是65年。
So from 795 to 860, there's 65 years.
所以刚好是第一个循环。
And that is the first cycle.
162年。
And
主后162年。
And 162 years after law.
那然后呢？你看，经过600多年以后，就是那个65年挤在一起的。
And after more than 600 years, we can see that is that 600.
这是第一个循环。
795.
第一个循环。
And that's the first cycle.
第二个循环也是一样。
The second cycle is similar.
1493年， 1493年连着两年，你看见四轮满月变红相。
So in 1493 and 94, we can see that four full moon turning to blood red.
你看，这是第二个循环，对不对
？This is second cycle.
但是很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
接下去呢，又是一个65年三次挤在一堆的。
And then we can see that another 65 years for three occurrences together.
你看，一是1949年。
And it's in 1949.
一直到2015年。
And in 2015.
所以如果你仔细来看这段，又是65年。
And then if you look at this, the separation is about 65 years.
所以一个循环两堆，第二个循环也是两堆。
And you see the first cycle is two groups, and the second cycle also separate into two groups.
第一堆总是一个，总是一次发生的事。
And in the first group, this happened together.
那么第二个六十五年之内呢，你看见总是什么？总是这个有三个事件，有三次。连在一起，在一起。
And the second 65 years, you will see that three occurrences connected together.
但是不要忘记，你回到用圣经的角度去解释它的话。
If let us remember, if we look at it from the Bible's view,
我想就非常清楚了。
Then we can see it's very clear.
你看162年就是他们真正开始分散的时候。
Because in 162 is when it starts to be scattered.
因为主后70年。
Because after 70 years after the Lord,
他们应该要分散了，是吗？
They will start to be scattered.
他们想起主的话，
but they remember the Lord's word.
会不会神像旧约一样，也给我们70年，让我70年以后可以回到耶路撒冷？
Will the Lord do it again that after 70 years we can return to Israel?
所以他们等140年。
So they were waiting for 140 years.
还没有等到140年。
But before they reach 140 years,
他们造反，大造反 ，revolt。
And they experienced a revolt.
然后罗马皇帝就亲自来，就把整个以色列靠近1000个城全部把它毁掉了。
And the Roman Empire came with the army, erased 1,000 cities in Israel.
所以从此以后，以色列人再也不能回到巴勒斯坦。
And from that time onwards, the Israel cannot return to their own Palestine land.
那么按理来讲，现在应该可以开始漂流到全世界各地去。
And now we should see them all scattered into every place in the world.
他们还有最后一些希望。
But they have a last hope.
因为那个时候和罗马帝国对抗的就是幼发拉底河以东的另外一个叫帕提亚帝国。
Because that time there's a Parthia Empire that is fighting against the Roman Empire.
所以以色列人就完全支持帕提亚帝国。
So the Israelite will support the Parthian Empire.
他们希望有一天帕提亚帝国能够回把罗马打败，他们终于可以回到耶路撒冷。
And one day they will defeat the Roman Empire so they can return to Jerusalem.
结果就在162年那一年。
So during 162 years,
他们没有想到。
They did not think.
那次罗马帝国跟帕提亚帝国对抗的时候。
During the Roman Empire fighting against the Parthian Empire,
帕提亚帝国完全被打败了。
But the Parthian Empire was defeated.
所以犹太人梦是完全彻底的破碎了。
So at that time, the dreams are shattered.
所以终于他们开始漂流到全世界各地。
And from that time, they start to be scattered into the world.
就在他们漂流的途中。
And during the time of that journey,
连着两年。
And continue for 2 years.
四轮满月变红相续。
And they see that four full moon turn into red blood.
现在开始漂流到全世界各地。
And now they are scattered to different places in the world.
那根据去年我们的交通，如果大家仔细读圣经的话。
And last year we share if you read the Bible carefully.
根据以赛亚书第49章。
According to the book of Isaiah 49.
你知道根据那个预言，以色列是先是漂流到北方的极处。
Because that time the children of Israel will be scattered to the extreme north of the land.
然后西方的极处。
And then went to the end of the west.
然后东方的极处。
And went to the end of the earth in the east.
很有意思，弟兄姊妹。从795年到860，那65年之间。
And during 795 to 860, that 65
years. 犹太人终于漂流到了北方的极处。
All the way journey all the way to the end of the north.
他们终于在俄罗斯的南部找到他们的避难所。
They have found a place of shelter in Russia.
因为那个时候有一个国家，有一个王国叫是个匈奴的王国。
Because that time there was a
Mongolia
nation.
那么王国就是 kingdom
in Mongolia kingdom.
那么这个 kingdom 刚刚好跟东罗马帝国跟回教帝国是三足鼎立的。
And because they were at that time, at the time were also in as existing with the Roman Empire and also the Muslim Empire.
那么大家要记得，就在这个时候。
And just during that time,
他们就接受了犹太教，居然做他们的国教。
And they accepted the Judaism as their national religion.
那这是一件不得了的事。
And this is so amazing.
他们是外邦人。
Because they are Gentiles.
他们是蒙古人。
And they are Mongolian.
但是居然皈依了犹太教。
But now they all become under the Judaism.
所以在历史上有一个国家是叫做犹太的国家。
So in history, there is a nation called the Jews nation.
但是不要忘记，这些人他们的祖宗不是亚伯拉罕。
But yet that forefather is not Abraham.
但是他们愿意皈依犹太教。
But they are willing to come to become Jews.
他们从巴比伦就请来了拉比。
So they from Babylon they have invited a rabbi.
然后有很多的学校。
And they have many schools.
盖了很多的很多的这个很多的就是犹太会堂。
And they also built many synagogues.
所以你读历史的话。
So when you studied history.
有一个国家叫卡扎尔 kingdom, 卡扎尔王国。
And there's a kingdom called the Khazar kingdom.
所以这些犹太人称为卡扎尔犹太人。
So they are called the Khazar Jews.
后来许多真正的犹太人漂流到那里的时候，当然就找到避难所了。
So when the true Jews have journeyed to there, they found a shelter.
所以日长天久，他们也称为卡扎尔犹太人。
So they also became known as a Khazar Jews.
所以卡扎尔犹太人是两班两种，一个是外邦人，一个真的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So Khazar Jews have two groups. One is the true Jews. One is those that coming to.
但是不要忘记。他们终于在那里找到他们的避难所。
But we see that finally they found a shelter there.
这是很稀奇的一件事。
It's so amazing.
所以你看见，等到我们讲到六世这个第二次、第三次、第四次的那一群的时候。
So when we speak of second group, which is the second, the third, and the fourth.
你看犹太人漂流到了北方的极处。
We can see that the Jews have journeyed all the way to the end of the north.
到了1493年的时候。
And in But they did not know that the year before, in 92, that Columbus discovered a new land.
就是哥伦布发现新大陆那一年。
So when Columbus discovered the new land,
那犹太人被正式通知说他们要离开他们的故乡。
And then the Jews were told that they need to leave that country.
他们从此又再一次重新继续的漂流。
And they start their journey of wandering again.
或者他们往美国，往巴西这个方向漂流。
And so they'll start to journey towards America and Brazil.
或者往意大利这方面漂流。
Or they can journey towards Italy.
但是当他们真正走在路上的时候。
But when they were on their journey.
他们看见四轮满月变红像血。
They also see four full moons turning to blood red.
所以第二个循环的第一次，特别是讲到他们现在漂流到西方的极处。
So on the second cycle, the first time it speaks of them start to be wandering toward the west.
那么然后最后六十五年。
And then 65 years.
就在那六十五年。
And during that time,
你看见以色列复活了。
And yet Israel, the kingdom was restored.
在整个人类历史里面。
And in the whole human history,
以色列在历史上有两个犹太国家。
And there was two Jewish nations.
一个在这六十五年，另外一个在这另外一个六十五年。
So one is during that 65 years, another in the other 65.
圣灵借着四轮满月变红像血。
And the Holy Spirit using the four full moon turning to red.
就把以色列的漂流历史给我们大概介绍一下。
And almost like telling us about the history of Israel.
你觉得是偶然的吗？
Do you think that this is just by
chance? 为什么
在
那个时候他们在北方找到避难所呢？
How come at that time they can find a shelter in the north?
为什么今天犹太人他们在以色列可以找到避难所呢？
How come today the Jews can find shelter in Israel?
去年从法国最少有1000多个以色列人回到他们的故乡。
For last year, almost 1,000 Jews have returned home.
现在慢慢世界开始不稳定了。
Because now the world is not stable.
现在有个运动又是排犹的运动 ，anti-Semitism.
And they started again with anti-Jews.
所以你看见今天在我们眼中所看见的故事。
So today the story that before us.
我们要问说
，We want to ask.
为什么那是65年？
Why 65 years?
为什么这也是65年？
And why here also 65 years?
为什么那65年？你看有一个国家叫做是犹太的国家。
For that 65 years, we can see a Jewish nation.
他们归向犹太教。
And they will come under Judaism.
但是现在我们所看见的1948年以色列复国，那是完全根据圣经。你看那些亚伯拉罕的后裔，他们终于回到他们的故乡。
But in 1948, it's according to the Bible, the descendants of Abraham, they returned to the homeland.
所以我想很清楚，再清楚不过了。
So we can see it's very clear.
1949年是新中国诞生的那一年。
We know that in 1949 is the Chinese nation coming to
being. 到了现在，我们知道这个，我们知道中国慢慢的壮大起来了。
We know that from that time China started to grow strong.
所以神的话是没有错的。
And the word of the Lord is so accurate.
看啊，这些人从北方来。
You see them come from the north.
看啊，这些人从西方来。
See they come from the west.
看啊，这些人从中国来。
See they come from China.
所以请记得嘛。
So let us remember.
在1949年他们回乡的时候。
In 1949, when they returned home,
他们动身的时候
when it's made that move,
大概就是我们的主从天上动身的时候
It's about the time the Lord had made his move in heaven.
所以如果这样的话
If this is the case,
我们就知道说现在主回来日子实在是越来越近越来越近越来越近
We know that the day of the Lord's return is closer and closer and closer.
所以我们要问去年所发生的事
Then we want to ask what happened last year.
跟今年所发生的事。
And what happened this year?
到底和圣经哪个预言是有关系的？
How can it connect it to the prophecy in the Bible?
去年这个时候我们不清楚。
Last year at this time we're not clear.
那经过一年以后，我们慢慢眼睛开启。
But after 1 year, our eyes start to open.
可惜我们这些时间实在是非常少。
But because our time is limited.
实在说来，这一年所发生的事，我们可以讲好几次在这里。
Because what had happened in this year, we can spend many times to hear.
但是我们现在只能稍微点一下。
But now we can just lightly touch.
我假定弟兄姊妹你们对预言是熟的。
I assume that brothers and sisters are familiar with the prophecy in the Bible.
我没办法一点里面去发挥它，因为我们时间根本不许可。
Because our time does not limit us to look into the prophecy.
所以请大家记得。
But let us remember.
那么去年跟今年
，last year and this year，
提醒我们很重要的一件事。
It reminds us something important.
等一等，我会解释为什么这样提醒我们。
I want to explain later why it reminds us.
那就是以赛亚49章，去年我们不是读过那段圣经
？Last year we read about in Isaiah chapter 49.
那里有一个人在耶路撒冷。
We saw that one man in Jerusalem.
他是对远方的人说话。
You're speaking to those in far away.
这些人是在很远很远的地方。
Because those people are so far away.
我们后来才明白为什么他对远方人说话。
Because later we understand why he speaks those are at far away.
因为这个人有两个使命。
Because he has two commissions.
他的名字叫以色列。
And his name is called Israel.
那么很稀奇，我们知道以色列人也是叫以色列。
Because we know the Israel people is called Israel.
所以等一等，你读圣经，你就发现，在那一章圣经里面是有两个以色列。
And then you discover that in that chapter there's two Israel.
一个以色列是指的我们主说，指的弥赛亚说。
Because one Israel is pointing to our Lord the Messiah.
还有以色列是指的以色列民来说。
But then the other Israel is pointing to the nation of the people.
那么就讲到这个真以色列，讲到我们的主，他有两个使命。
And then when we speak of the true Israel, that which is our Lord has two commissions.
一个小使命
That's one small.
那就是让以色列人到他那里去聚集
And it's for the Jews to gather to him.
结果以色列就复兴了
And so the Israel will revive.
结果这么2000年来得保全的就回来了
And those for 2,000 years that have been preserved, they will return.
这很明显是指着1948年的故事。
And that is very clearly pointing to 1948.
那么虽然他们不认识我们的主。
And so that though at that time they do not know our Lord. 但是
1948年根据我们所读的以赛亚书49章。
But according to what we read in Isaiah 49,
是我们的主召聚他们来到他的面前的。
It's our Lord that have gathered them to come to him.
所以虽然他们回以色列。
So they return to Israel.
那根据这个预言，他们是一同，他们来到哪里？是来到以色列，来到主面前去聚集。
But according to scripture, they are gathering before the Lord.
那这怎么一回事呢？
But how is this so?
这个就是这就是约瑟的故事。
And this is the story of Joseph.
你记不记得约瑟被他十个弟兄卖了？
Can you remember that Joseph was sold by his 11 brethren?
后来他做了宰相了。
But later, he became
the prime minister
of Egypt.
然后他在全世界都饥荒的时候。
And so when the world was under famine,
十个弟兄来到他面前来聚集。
The 10 brethren came before him.
十个禾捆向一个禾捆下拜。
The 10 sheaves bowed down to his sheaves.
就在那个时候。
And at that time,
约瑟认得他的弟兄。
And Joseph recognized his brethren.
他的弟兄们认不得他。
But his brethren does not recognize him.
约瑟就想起了当时所做的梦。
And then Joseph remembered the dream that he had.
请大家记得。
Let us remember.
2000年他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
For 2000 years ago, they say, crucify him, crucify him.
牧人被击打。
For the shepherd was smitten.
羊就被分散了。
The sheep is scattered.
所以这八次满月变红像雪就给我们看见他们怎么样被分散到全世界各地。
For this eight occurrence of the full moon turning to blood red, that show us what had happened.
到了1948年的时候。
And when it comes to 1948,
你看见他们到主那里去聚集。
They are gathering to the Lord.
你看见吗？主动身了，没有错。
Because the Lord has made his move.
不过那次动身不是为着教会。
But that time he moved is not for the church.
那次动身是为着以色列人能到他那去聚集。
For that time is so that the Israel can gather before.
但是问题在这里。
But the question is,
他的弟兄不认得他，他认得弟兄们。
His brothers do not recognize him, but he knows his brothers.
那么1948年，如果他们真的到主那里去聚集的话
，If in 1948 they truly gathered to the Lord,
就是他们的救主。
Then the Lord is their savior.
就是他们的弟兄。
The Lord is their brother.
他巴不得能够赦免他们。
The Lord is willing to forgive them.
他不能这样做。
But he cannot do so.
如果约瑟真的爱弟兄的话。
If Joseph truly loved his brothers,
他不是马上无条件说对不好好了你们就去了吧没有他们没有马上相认没有
He did not just accept and say it's okay now go your way
所以弟兄姊妹不要忘记了我们讲弟兄相爱不是没有原则的
When we speak about brotherly love that is principle
那约瑟可以饶恕他的弟兄
Joseph can forgive his brothers
但是这些弟兄们等到他们彼此相认以前
But before they start to reconcile
圣灵必须在他的兄弟里面做工才可以。
But he need to wait until the Holy Spirit done his work.
慢慢等到他里面的良心被激发、被唤醒。
It's until their conscience are waken up.
那个时候他才和他们相认。
And then Joseph will reconcile to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，自从1948年以色列复国以后
，Since 1948 the Israel was restored.
他们已经到约瑟那里去聚集。
They already gathered to Joseph.
但是为什么约瑟没有马上就承认他们
？But how come Joseph have not accept them straight away?
他还在等候他们悔改。
Because he's waiting for his brothers to repent.
巴不得有一天圣灵能工作。
He was hope that one day the Holy Spirit will do his work.
把他的弟兄圈在一个地方，他们非要悔改不可。
And so that the Holy Spirit will lead them until a place where they have no other way out but to repent.
你看他非常有智慧。
He's full of wisdom.
他所做的就是代表神所做的。
For what he has done is representing what God has done.
他真是有爱。
He's full of love.
但他真是有原则的。
But he also has his principles.
许多时候我们爱到做烂好人的地步。
But sometimes our love is without principles.
我们爱是没有原则的。
Our love has no principles.
我们以为是弟兄我们就应该就是好了我们就什么都不管了不可能不对的。
We will think that he's a brother so we don't care about anything else.
你爱他。
You love him.
你不能毁掉他。
But he cannot destroy.
你爱他，你要帮助什么叫黑的，什么叫白的。
If you love him, you need to help him to understand what is white, what is black.
这个叫做爱弟兄。
That is called love your brother.
1948年以后
So in 1948,
你看见以色列只是政治的复兴，不是属灵的复兴。
After that, we can see Israel are only just revived in politics.
那我们主做什么？
Then what is the Lord doing?
等他们悔改。
The Lord is waiting for that repentance.
巴不得他们能早一天回来。
He's desire that one day they will return in repentance.
你记不记得约瑟的故事？
Do you remember the story of Joseph?
他一直等，一直等。
He was waiting and waiting.
最后犹大良心发现。
And lastly, the conscience of Judah was discovered.
当初是犹大把约瑟卖掉的。
Because it was Judah that had sold Joseph.
所以现在约瑟要看神在犹大身上，犹大身上怎么工作。
Because God wants to, Joseph wants to see what God has done in the heart of Judah.
后来犹大知道说，原来现在便雅悯变成人质了。
And then now we see that the Benjamin is becomes a brother
hostage.
所以
这个时候他着急起来了。
And now he is very nervous.
他就来到约瑟面，来到约瑟面前。
So he come before Joseph.
他说：“这童子的心和我父亲的心是相连的。”
He said that this kid, this lad is knitted to the father's heart.
如果你早知道这样
，If you know this,
你为什么把约瑟卖掉？
Then why did you sell Joseph?
难道你不知道当年约瑟的心是和父亲的心相连吗？
Didn't you know that in that time Joseph was knitted to his father?
后来犹大怎么说呢？
Then how did Judah explain?
请你把我的弟兄放走。
Please let go of my brother.
我愿意站在他的位置上。
I want to be substitute.
当初是他把弟兄卖出去，卖到埃及。
It was him that was sold his brethren.
他现在愿意为着他的罪。
But now for his own sin,
他说我愿意被卖在埃及。
I'm willing to be sold at Egypt.
到这个时候，约瑟说够了，够了。
And Joseph said, "This is enough."
约瑟终于和他的兄弟彼此相认。
And so Joseph have reconciled to his brethren.
所以请大家记得。
So let us remember.
当初说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Those that say crucify him, crucify him.
流便支派在哪里？
Where is the tribe of Benjamin?
十个支派在哪里？
Where is those 10 tribes?
他们都已经失落了。
They all been lost.
他们漂流在全世界。
They been scattered into the world.
所以真正说钉他十字架，钉他十字架的。
And those say crucify him, crucify him.
都是犹大支派。
Only left those in Judah.
所以请大家记得。
So let us remember.
我们的主忍耐等候。
Our Lord is patiently waiting.
他仍旧等候。
And still long suffering.
他巴不得有一天这些犹太人能够悔改。
He's waiting that one day this Judah will repent.
我们怎么悔改相信信耶稣？
How we repent and believe the Lord?
他们要怎样悔改信耶稣？
They also need to repent and believe the Lord.
只有一个福音。
There's only one gospel.
只有一个方法接受福音，没有第二个别的办法。
The gospel has only one way. There's no other way.
所以就是一直到今天。
We thank the Lord until today.
你看主就等候他们回来。
The Lord is waiting for them to return.
但是从以色列复国以后，
But after Israel's nation
restored, 到今天他们有没有悔改？
Until today, have they repented?
他一面依靠老大哥，像美国一样。
They still relying on America.
另一面依靠他们自己。
And also relying on themselves.
他们发明了铁穹飞弹，的确能够抵抗敌人的火箭。
They have invented this missile that can actually fight an enemy.
虽然是美国人的钱，但是是以色列的发明。
But though is using the American funded, but it's Israel that have developed it.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在经过65年。
But now after 65 years.
现在以色列这个国家应该非常安全才对。
Soon the nation Israel will be very safe by now.
刚刚开始的时候。
When it was beginning.
他们讲的 survival.
They want to survive.
他们一叫生存，他们在生死存亡这个生死存亡的关键的关头上。
To them is life and death and survival.
因为那些阿拉伯人要把他们赶到地中海去。
Because all those Arab nations they want to drive them into Mediterranean.
六十五年以后。
But after 65.
你知道伊朗人怎么说呢？
Do you know what the Iran has said?
他们要把以色列从地图上毁掉这件事是 non-negotiable， 是不必上，不可能商量。
They said to wipe Israel out of the earth is non-negotiable。
所以最近你记不记得，等到纳达亚胡到美国去国会去演讲的时候
？And you know that when Netanyahu speak in the American Congress，
刚好是普尔节的前夕。
Purim.
It was the feast of Purim.
And we know that that is the story of Esther.
你记不记得黑门哈曼要把所有的犹太人统统杀光的？
We know that at that time the story, Haman wants to slaughter all the Jews.
那现在的波斯就是今天的伊朗。
And we know that the Persian kingdom is today's Iran.
所以在这个最最重要关口的时候。
So in this very critical moment,
你如果仔细注意纳坦雅胡的演说，
if you listen to the speech of Netanyahu,
你问一个问题。
You want to ask a question.
65 years. 结果纳达亚胡所讲的也是生死存亡的关头。
And Netanyahu spoke of that life and death survival.
怎么会经过65年，以色列人还是在生死存亡关头在那里挣扎呢？
How come after 65 years, is it to them is still life and death survival?
你看见吗？好像我们的主是想尽各种的办法，把他圈圈到一个没有办法的地步，他非要。非要悔改不可。
So we can see that our Lord is pushing them until that there's no way out but to repent.
他们还是不肯悔改。
But still, they would not repent.
所以现在你看见吗？主圣经的预言是平衡的。
Now we see that the prophecy in the Bible is very balanced.
在马太福音24章。
For in Matthew chapter 24.
讲的无花果树翻了掌叶。
He speak of the fig tree will put forth tender leaves.
讲到以色列要复国。
It speaks of the nation of Israel will be restored.
如果他们一复国就悔改的话，
if when the nations restore and then repent,
就没有故事发生了。
Then after that, there's no more story to tell.
但神的话很清楚的。
But the word of the Lord is very clear.
你读到这个路加福音21章的时候，
when you read Luke chapter 21,
不光无花果树要发出长叶，
not only the fig tree will put forth tender leaves,
各样的树也要发出长叶。
But all the trees were put forward is tender leaves.
什么意思？
What is this meaning?
当时和以色列对抗那个古国，有一天要重新抬头的。
All those nations that was fighting against Israel in the Old Testament, they also will be revived.
那现在我们要问，圣经里面有没有一棵树，就像无花果树一样？
In the Bible, is there a tree representing the fig tree?
那不是。有没有一棵树像 fig tree 一样？
Is there a tree like fig tree?
你不要 fig tree， 它是枯干了，结果又长起来了。
Because the fig tree was withered and then it
那有没有一棵树也是这样
alive again？
被砍掉了，哎，结果又长起来了。
But is there a tree that was being cut down and then it grow back up？
那你读但以理书就很清楚啊。
If you read the book of Daniel, it's very clear。
你知道整个巴比伦帝国像个大树一样。
You can see that the Babylon kingdom is like a great tree.
曾经被砍断了。
But the God has chopped it down.
就如历史了。
And so it become history.
但天使说，你要留下树墩。
But the angel say, you need to leave the stump.
那为什么留下树墩呢？
Why have to leave the stump?
经过七期。
Because after 7-8,
大概2520年以后。
About 2500 years.
他要重新的抬头的。
Once again, you'll be revived.
一点都没有错。
And no mistake.
第一次两伊战争是在公元前五百多，539年。
So it was in 539 BC. That's when Iraq and Iran fight.
因为今天的伊拉克就是过去的巴比伦。
Because the Iraq today is Babylon kingdom.
今天的伊朗就是过去的波斯。
And then today the Iran nation is the Persian kingdom.
1980年代有一个两伊的战争。
And in 1980 also these two nations fight.
在历史上是第二次。
And in history that's the second time they have.
第一次就是那次巴比伦走入历史的那次。
And the first time is when Babylon entered become history.
这中间经过了多少年呢？
But in between, how many years?
2520年。
In 2520 years.
那个时候，因为伊朗说美国是大撒旦，以色列是小撒旦。
And because Iran was saying that America is big Satan and that Israel is small Satan.
所以西方的世界当然就帮助伊拉克。
And so the Western world helped Iraq.
没有想到伊拉克就壮大起来了。
But after that, how Iraq becomes strong.
到了萨丹胡塞的时候，
and when it comes to Thomas Saddam Hussein,
有两次波斯湾的战争，
and two times in the war in Persian Gulf.
所以当你读到以赛亚十三章的时候，
And when he read Isaiah chapter 13,
讲到末日的巴比伦,
and speak of the last days of Babylon,
在主回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
有一场战争,
there is a war,
是巴比伦对抗全世界,
is the Babylon fighting against the whole world.
讲到全世界军队要来侵略巴比伦的, 要来攻打巴比伦的时候,
he was speaking that the world, the nations of the world will come to fight against Babylon.
圣经怎么说呢?
How did the Bible say?
他们从远方来。
They all come from far.
他们从天边来。
They come from the ends of the earth.
对伊拉克来讲，美国的军队好像从天边来一样。
And to Iraq, the armies of America is like from the end of the earth.
再读下去。
But if you continue reading,
你知道那个就离开耶和华的日子很近很近。
Because from that time is very close to the day of the Lord.
难道波斯湾战争就是这样应验了以赛亚十三章吗？不是的。
But is the war of Persian Gulf, is that fulfilled Isaiah chapter 13 prophecy?
去年大家的眼睛都注意世界杯的时候。
And last year, when the whole world were looking at the World Cup,
就在三个礼拜之内。
And in 3 weeks,
有一个恐怖团叫做 ISIS,
and the ISIS nation,
不要忘记
group,
就在很短的时间之内就拿到了整个伊拉克三分之一的领土。
And they,In very short time, they conquer a third of Iraq's nation.
他们拿到 Mosul 这个城市，可以说伊拉克的第二大城。
And when they conquered Mosul, it's the second biggest city in Iraq.
我们这个滴滴，那么到今天为止。
And even until today.
你知道他们所得的领土像英国领土那么大。
The land they had conquered is the same size as the land of England.
ISIS 本来就是凯达分子。
Because ISIS is also from Al Qaeda.
那因为他比凯达还要凯达。
But they are the extreme Al Qaeda.
这个头头比宾拉登还要宾拉登。
And because their leader is stronger than Bin Laden.
所以他们是被宾拉登开除赶出去的。
And they were actually expelled by Bin Laden.
但他们做了一件事宾拉登做不到的。
But they have done one thing that Bin Laden did not do.
宾拉登没有得到一寸的土地。
Because Bin Laden did not conquer an inch of ground.
但是 ISIS 不是。
But ISIS,
他得着了整个像英国那么大的土地。
They have already conquered a land the size of the country in
England. 旧约的巴旦亚兰。
In the Old Testament of Mesopotamia.
就是雅各他不是到他舅舅那里去那一带的地方吗？
Do you remember Jacob went into his uncle Laban?
那不是给我们看见亚伯拉罕要叫他的仆人去替儿子娶亲吗？
Because Abraham also sent his old servant to find a wife for Isaac.
那就是叙利亚靠近叙利亚这个幼发拉底经过那个地方。
It's from the Euphrates River close to Syria.
不要忘记了 ，ISIS 今天所得到的就是巴旦亚兰那块土地。
But today, the land that ISIS possessed is the land of Mesopotamia.
沿着幼发拉底河再往下走
，and from Euphrates going downward.
那么终于就到了今天伊拉克的中部。
And then you come to the middle of Iraq.
弟兄姊妹
，brother sister,
我想我们不需要多提 ISIS.
We don't have to say much about ISIS.
本来我们不认识他。本来我们不认识。
We did not know them before.
但是现在你看见的时候。
But now we see.
的的确确成为世界的威胁。
They become a threat to the whole world.
今天你光用空炸，你光是用空中去炸它没有用的。
If you just air raid them, it's no good.
迟早有一天。
Until one day.
这个地面部队一定要进去才行。
They need to send the army to fight.
到那一天，你看以赛亚十三章那里面的话就很清楚的应验了。
And at that time, we'll see that the prophecy in Isaiah 13 will be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
谁会想到
？Who have the thought?
除了以色列复国之外
，that after the Israel nation restored,
你看见经过2520年，他又重新抬头了。
And yet, after 2520 years, this nation start to restore.
谁会想到的呢？
Who has that thought?
起初我们以为是 Saddam Hussein.
And in the beginning, we thought it was Saddam Hussein.
结果没有想到是 ISIS.
We did not know it was ISIS.
这是完全我们做梦都没有想到的。
We have never dreamed about
it. 你记不记得最近有21个埃及的基督徒为主寻道？
Do you know recently there were 20 Egyptian Christians was martyred?
当他们寻道的时候
，And when they were martyred,
主的名挂在他们身上。
The name of the Lord was hanged about.
他们个个都是为着主的道被斩首的。
They were all beheaded because of the Lord.
最后他的头头拿着刀就指着罗马说
And their leader take a knife pointing to Rome.
我们下一站就是罗马了。
And said, our next stop is Rome.
因为 Libya 的海滩实在说了离罗马很近很近。
Because the Libya beach is very close to Rome.
现在你读圣经的时候。
So now when you read the Bible.
你才想起来。
You start to remember.
特别读到启示录第二十章的时候。
And when you read in Revelation chapter 20.
你还记不记得那些在千禧年坐在宝座上。
You remember that in the millennium kingdom, those that sit on the throne.
你看你其中有的人是为着神的道被斩首者的。
He said that those were martyred by beheaded because of the Lord.
我们对斩首这些是没有概念的。
To us, we cannot understand what it meant to be beheaded.
现在我们借助这些电视，我们已经看得很清楚，很清楚。
But now through the TV, you see what it means.
伊拉克有四个不到十五岁的孩子。
And in Iraq, there was about four children that not even 15
years old. 也是为着信仰的缘故。
And because of their belief,
他们是被斩首。
They also beheaded.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前读启示录。
In the past, we read
Revelation. 好像离开我们很远很远。
Everything seemed to far away from us.
现在你看见很近很近。
But now we see it's very close to us.
所以现在你就想起。
And now we remember.
到了启示录第十三章的时候。
And in Revelation chapter 13,
你看见有一只兽啊，从海中上来。
We see a beast coming out of the sea.
你一看有十个角。
And on his head is 10 horns.
你马上就想起但以理书的第四只兽。
Because then you remember in the book of Daniel about the fourth beast.
第四只兽当然是罗马帝国说的。
We know the third beast is about Roman.
现在罗马帝国要重新抬头了。
And even the Roman Empire is also reviving.
所以你看见十个角，对不对？
And you see that there's four horns.
但是很稀奇的件事。
But it's so strange.
等到第一基督的国来到的时候。
And when the Antichrist kingdom came.
你看有七个头。
You see that there's seven heads.
为什么七个头呢？
Why has seven heads?
这个兽跟但以理的四只兽有关系。
Because this beast is linked to the beast in
Daniel. 狮子只有一个头。
The lion has one head.
熊只有一个头。
And the bear has one head.
第四个兽也只有一个头。
And the fourth beast has one head.
但是豹有四个头。
But yet the leopard has four heads.
所以加在一起是七个头。
So you add them together, it's seven heads.
所以将来敌基督国出现的时候。
So when the kingdom of Antichrist appears.
他是把什么？把这个巴比伦帝国、希腊帝国还有波斯大帝国所有的特点统统加在一起。
And what we'll see is that it will add all the features of those empires like Babylonian and even Roman and even Greek empire.
所以在那个意象里面
And so that in that vision
你看有狮子的口
We can see that the mouth of a lion
这是巴比伦势力重新抬头
Then we see that is Babylon.
有一件事我们做梦也没有想到
And one thing we never dream of
那就是熊的头角
And then is the feet of the bear.
那么熊当然指着波斯来说。
And the bear points to Persia.
所以从这一段圣经很清楚。
So from this portion of the Bible,
不光巴比伦势力要重新抬头。
Not only the Babylonian kingdom will restore.
你看见伊朗的势力也要重新抬头。
And even the country Iran will also restore.
那现在问题在这里了。
Will rise up.
ISIS 说他们是。哈里发就是整个回教帝国，他们是回教的帝国。
And ISIS said that they represent the whole Muslim world.
所以他们叫 Islamic State.
They call themselves Islamic State.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
伊朗怎么称呼他们呢
？But how does Iran call themselves?
他们说是 Islamic Republic， 是伊斯兰共和。
They call themselves Islamic Republic.
这个伊朗的世界是苏尼派的世界。不是什叶派的世界
，and then because the Iran is actually the Shiite Muslim，
西亚
Muslim，
然后呢，这个所谓 ISIS 的呢，我们这个世界是苏尼的世界
，but then the ISIS they are the Sunni Muslim。
现在你明白吧，弟兄姊妹
？So now brothers，
就在这个时候，你看见说，不止狮子起来了，熊也起来了。
You see that not only the lion is rising up, but also the bear is rising up.
现在苏尼派的跟什叶派要争说谁是领导整个回教世界。
So now they want to fight the Sunni and the Shiite to fight who is going to lead the Muslim world.
谁领导将来的回教世界，谁就领导全世界。
And who lead the Islamic Empire, they will also lead the world.
他们有共同的敌人，叫做以色列。
Because they have a common enemy, and that's Israel.
就是今天的哈马斯，很明显苏尼派的，但他所得的支援还是伊朗的支援。
But then we see that Hamas are also supported by Iran.
It's ISIS, 给你看是那把刀。
And ISIS, we can see, is the sword.
但伊朗背后给你看见那是个原子弹。
But then Iran, it shows you the nuclear.
所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹。
So,
现在你看见世界是到了非常非常紧张的边缘。
We can see that the world are really in a very critical moment.
等一等，你发现说，去年以色列花了51天打了一场战争，是和 Gaza 走廊打的。
And last year, Israel spent 51 days fighting in the Gaza Strip.
他们很高兴说，以为说他们的国防是很好的。
And they thought that national security was so good.
结果没有想到敌人已经准备好在去年九月新年的时候，他们要发动一个全世界很惊人的事件，有几千人要死亡的。
But they did not realize that last year during the New Year that the enemy had plotted something that will kill thousands of people.
他们当时把加沙走廊还给他们的时候。
And when they returned the Gaza Strip to Israel,
他们希望加沙走廊就像新加坡一样。
They were hoping the Gaza Strip was just like Singapore.
九年以后
，and after 9 years,
他们不是新加坡。
They will not be Singapore.
但是现在准备好了。
But now they have ready.
有31条隧道。
But they have 3 tunnels.
他们可以用他们的机车从里面一直冲进去、出去，又可以冲进来的。
By that machine, they can go in and out through those tunnels.
一夜之间，忽然间以色列醒过来了。
And the Israel suddenly woke up.
他们以为说他们最安全的。
And when they thought they are most secure,
发现他们不安全。
They were not secure at all.
不止如此。
And not only so.
到了今年最紧张的时候。
And when this year it is crisis.
只有以色列知道说伊朗对他们的威胁是什么样的威胁。
Only Israel knows the threat of Iran to them.
就在最重要的关口。
And in the most critical moment,
他向来所依靠的老大哥好像离弃他们了。
And even the nation that they trust in America seem to have forsaken them.
现在你看见说，在联合国里面他是没有朋友，除了美国没有朋友的。
And now that in the United Nations, they can only have American as their friend.
现在以色列的关系和美国的关系是从来没有过的。
And even the relationship between Israel and American is never like this.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们如果从政治角度去来看它，我们永远不会明白。
If we look at it from the political view, we'll never understand.
但如果我们从属灵的角度，我们就知道。
But if we look at it from the spiritual angle, then we can understand.
当你靠车靠马的时候。
When you're trusting in a chariot, in a horse,
迟早有一天你会孤单到一个地步。
And one day you become so lonely.
你不能不悔改在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的脚下，神的脚下。
You have to repent at the feet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob. 到那个时候就要开他们的眼睛。
And God will open their eyes.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you understand?
所以今天我们就知道为什么这些事情发生。
And today we know that why all these things happen.
我们知道事情还在进行当中。
And we know that things will continue to happen.
你如果读到美国跟以色列中间的关系
，If you start read about the relationship between America and Israel,
为什么美国出了一个奥巴马总统
？Why American have Obama as the president?
在所有的美国总统里，没有一个美国总统的关系跟以色列关系像今天这样的关系一样。
Well, there's in the history of American, there's no time when a president's relationship like Obama today.
眼看着以色列要走孤单的道路
，They will see that Israel is now alone.
眼看着一切都照着圣经的预言一步一步的应验
，And seeing that everything is happened according to the prophecy in the Bible.
所以最后让我们记得
，And now, lastly, let us remember.
以西结说到以色列枯骨四散。
And in Ezekiel, say that the Israel, they were scattered by bones.
那就指着2000年前以色列人怎么样被分散到全世界。
And that was speaking of 2,000 years ago, how the Israel was scattered in the world.
神就借着西安运动，借着地震，慢慢就把他们震在一起了。
And the law through the earthquake slowly shaking them to come together.
到了1948年的时候,
and in 1948,
骨头跟骨头连在一起,
the bone joined to bone.
上面有皮有筋, 然后就像一个身体一样。
And the sinew and the flesh restored.
在联合国里面, 它是个 political body, 是没有错的。
And in the United Nations, they are political body.
但是圣经告诉我们说,
but the Bible tells us,
这个是个 body, 没有错。
They are a body.
里面没有生气。
But in it, there's no life.
所以1948年以色列的复兴、复国、复兴是个 political revival.
So we can see that in 1948, Israel has a political revival.
不是 spiritual revival.
It's not spiritual revival.
所以一直等到圣灵降下来。
But until the Holy Spirit came,
有一天他们眼睛看见了。
And one day their eyes will see.
拯救他们那一位。
The one that saves them.
就当时他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Is the one that they say crucify him, crucify him.
到了那一天,
until that day,
约瑟要和他的兄弟彼此相认。
So Joseph will be reconciled to his brother.
特别指着我们的主回来的时候。
And that's specifically pointing to the return of our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么去年跟今年,
that's why last year and this year,
连着两年满月变红像雪。
For two consecutive years,the full moon turned into blood red four times.
那这样说来,
so speaking,
我们是不是等候敌基督呢?
Are we here waiting for Antichrist?
圣经告诉我们不是。
The Bible tells us it's not so.
我们乃是等候敌基督, 等候基督。
We are here waiting for Christ.
我们巴不得在大灾难来到以前,
we wish that before the coming of great tribulation,
我们能够被提到主那里去。
We can be raptured to be with the Lord.
麦子什么时候成熟，什么时候就收割。
Because when the wheat is ripe, it will be harvest.
我们这个周末讲到怎样长进，从伯大尼到伯大尼。
And this weekend, we speak of how an inward grow from Bethany to Bethany.
如果我们真的成熟的话，
if we truly become mature,
我们就像约翰和主耶稣的母亲玛利亚一样。
We will likeApostle John and Mary, and Mary.
在大灾难没有来到以前,
before the great tribulation,
我们已经被提到主那里去,
will be raptured to be with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你准备好了吗?
Are you ready?
主说他一旦动身, 很快的就要来到。
When the Lord say, when he start to move, he will come.
我们还是醒不过来。
But we still not awake up yet.
圣灵就借着这个八次的满月四轮百月变红下雪。
But the Holy Spirit is using these eight times of full moon turning to red.
总共两千来有32个满月变红下雪是发生在祝棚节跟逾越节。
For that 32 occurrence in the last 2000 years when the full moon turned into a blood red.
再加到圣经里面的解释。
Adding to the explanation from the Bible.
我们就很清楚主的话是怎么说的。
Then we understand clearly what the Lord has said.
所以我们相信主回来日子实在是近。
So we believe that the Lord's return is imminent.
这就是为什么我们今年要做一个复习。
And that's why today we want to do a review.
因为去年我们看不清楚。
Because last year we're still not clear.
现在看得更清楚。
But now we become clear, more clear.
实在主回来日子很近很近。
For the Lord's, the day of the Lord's return is very nigh.
我必快来。
The Lord said, behold, I come quickly.
但愿我们能像约翰一样的说。
So we hope that we can like John.
主耶稣啊，我愿意来。
Come, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
我随时随地准备好了。
For I'm prepared at any time for the return.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
如果主很快就来，
if the Lord is coming so quickly,
我们对付好了吗？
Are we prepared?
我们得罪别人的地方，我们有没有处理好？
The things that we have offended others, have we restored?
我们亏欠弟兄的地方有没有处理好？
What we have indebted to other brother, have we
regret? 如果你想起有的弟兄向你怀恨，
If you remember that there's a hatred from other brother,
主话明明是在回家以前，
And the law, the word is very clear before you go home.
要赶快的与他和好。
Is to quickly go and reconcile yourself to him.Because time,
我们机会越来越少了。
The times for gathering together is become less and less.
但愿主恩待我
们。But may the Lord be gracious to us.
借着四轮满月变红像雪。
Using this phenomenon of the full moon turning to blood red.
想起神自己的见证。
that we remember the Lord's testimony.
什么时候所有神的儿女聚在主的脚前？
Whenever all the children of the Lord gather before Him.
我们唱弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
And we sing how beautiful it is to see brethren dwell together in unity.
那就是主心满意足的时候。
And that is the time when the heart of the Lord is satisfied.
不管地远了。
Not only on the earth,
天也圆了。
Is restored, but also in heaven.
人是圆的。
For the people is complete.
神也是圆的。
But also God is complete.
感谢主。
We thank
God. 但愿主借这些话来提醒我。
May the Lord use these words to remind us and encourage us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话再交在你的手里。
Oh dear Lord, once again, we want to commit these words into thy hand.
我们谢谢你常常提醒我。
Lord, we thank you that you remind us of.
你也借着时局所发生的事来告诉我。
And even using the current event to teach us.
你大概已经动身了。
That you already made your move.
你一动身，你很快就来到。
And when you start your move, you'll be quickly here.
但愿你的教会早日装饰整齐。
Lord, we pray that your church will be prepared.
能够迎接你回来。
And can welcome your return.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.